Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Jeff Coulter, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Ask Big from a Big God, already in progress.
God is good, isn't he? Let's just open with a word of prayer. Thank you, Father. Lord, you are amazing. Lord, wonderful. And Lord, we're so grateful to know you. So grateful, Lord, for your presence. Lord, I'm thankful that you don't change. Lord, that what you say you're going to do, you do. Thank you for your faithfulness. Today, Lord, we just present ourselves to you, Lord. We hunger to know more of you. Lord, we want to know you, the real you. Lord, to have fellowship, to have communion with you. Lord, speak to us today, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I think I will share just a couple of testimonies of what the Lord's doing. I talked with a gentleman, is either last week or the week before last, who I had talked to about a month and a half ago. And he had a number of things going on, but one of the things that he had is he had sores all over his body, kind of like somebody that has severe diabetes would get. And for 20 years, he'd had sores, and they wouldn't heal. They were all over the place, mainly on his legs and feet. But the Lord just began to put on my heart some specific things. There's a scripture in Ephesians 4:27 that we've talked about before. In the midst of Paul talking to one of the best Christian churches in the New Testament, very solid group of people, giving instruction, he says right in the middle of everything, neither give place to the devil. Some of the translations say, do not give the devil a foothold. In other words, right in the middle of his instruction, he says, oh, by the way, it is possible for you as a Christian in the New Testament to do things that will give the devil more access to your life. And it's not a good idea. Don't do it. And so whenever I was talking with this gentleman, the Lord was giving me some very specific things that were ways that he had opened the door, if you will, to the enemy. And so I brought them up, not to be pointing fingers, but I just ask, is this an area that you feel like that the enemy's come at you before and that maybe you've had a struggle with and lost the battle in sometimes? And he says, oh yeah, that's definitely something that I deal with. So okay. Well, according to Scripture, God makes our part pretty easy. According to Scripture, God does not say, for instance, 1 John 1:9, he does not say, if you can go back in time and get it all correct, then I'll be faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He does not say, whenever you become perfect and you can guarantee that you'll never ever do this sin again, I'll be faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, most of you know it, says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. There's so much hope with the Lord. The enemy, one of the names that the Bible gives him, is the accuser. And so the moment that we recognize, wow, I guess I've done stuff that has given the devil more access, more authority in my life, the devil's right there on the heels of that to say, see, I've always told you you're not a good enough Christian. You're not doing enough. You ought to be praying more. You ought to be reading your Bible more. You ought to be fasting more. You ought to be doing something more. You're not enough. You're not good enough. But the Bible, one of the names that it gives the devil is the accuser. And so again, the Lord's great. He just simplifies it. Our job is to confess. So the guy on the phone says, all right. So he confessed, Lord, you know, you're right. I've done that. And that is sin. And so I ask you to forgive me. And it was that simple to know that then we can pray with confidence that we've done our part and God never drops the ball on his part. If we do our part, we can certainly be confident that God's going to do his part. And one of the things that Pastor Thurman is famous for saying, I guarantee you that if you do what we tell you to do, that God will heal you. And most people just, you know, how can you possibly say that you know what God's going to do? But God will always do what he says he's going to do. Numbers 23, Balaam, not even all that great of a guy, but knew God enough to say, God is not a man that he could lie. God is not a man that he should lie, is the way that the King James words it. It's impossible for God to lie. We buy a new car, something goes wrong with it, we don't have a doubt in our mind that if we take it to the dealer, they're going to honor their warranty. We trust in the warranty of a car manufacturer, but we don't trust most of the time on what this book says, that God will do what God says He'll do. So anyway, the guy says, okay, Lord, forgive me. We then prayed with confidence. And the guy called back again, usually the last week or the week before, and said, every sore on my body is gone after 20 years except one. And it's going away. I love the way that the Lord does things. Again, He doesn't make it difficult. We a lot of times trust our past experience more than we do the Word of God. And we say, well, yeah, but we've tried that before. Yeah, but we did. We prayed before. We tried this thing before, and it didn't work. And so we trust in our past experience instead of saying, okay, I'm going to come this time, but I'm going to come this time with faith and believe that I'll do my part, God does His part, always. So anyway, that was just one that happened just recently. Oh, here's one in progress. Some folks called me last week. The wife initially called me. They have a daughter who's in the hospital in ICU. She's 80 pounds. She has various things wrong with her, but she hasn't been able to eat in a long, long time. She's in tremendous pain whenever she eats. And she says that she has demons and sees demons and so on. And so whenever she's not in ICU, she's in a psychiatric, you know, ward of the hospital because they think she's crazy. And one of the things that I said was, well, let's pray and ask the Lord for the root of what's going on. And she said to me, I'm sorry, why do we need to pray? Well, so we can know what's really going on. She said, well, we know what's going on. She's got this diagnosis and this diagnosis and this diagnosis. And she read down what was wrong with her. And I said, I understand that those are the diagnoses, those are the symptoms, but how did we get here? What opened the door? What started this process? Matthew 28, Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. He could have just said all authority, but He makes it very clear, in heaven and on earth, everywhere, I have all authority. Okay, Luke 10, 18, 19, 20, Jesus says, I'm giving you believers power and authority over all power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Okay, I have it all. I'm giving you a portion of this power, enough to be able to have all power over the enemy. Nothing will hurt you. How does the devil ever get any power? How does he ever touch anybody? And this is the question that I asked the lady. The only way that the devil can get authority is, one, if the one who has it all, Jesus, gives it to him. At least one instance in Scripture where the devil asked for permission from the Lord, and the Lord specifically gives him permission, and that's a whole other story. But the way that it comes most of the time is we, with the authority that Jesus gave us, give the devil then permission in our life. That's what Ephesians 4:27 means. Don't give place. Don't give him permission in your life. Don't give him access in your life. So I began to talk with this lady. We prayed. The Lord began to give some specific insights as to what opened the door. I said to the wife, you know, why don't you have the husband call me in? When he first called, I didn't recognize the name. And so when I called the person back, he actually put me on hold for quite a while. And I thought that was interesting. But then when he came back on the phone, the first thing that he says is, listen, I'm really busy and I really don't have time to talk. I said, okay. You know, just so I understand, didn't you call us? Aren't I returning your call? And he said, yeah, but my wife told me I should call you, but I don't really see the need for any of this, and so I just don't have time. I said, all right, look, you get time, you call us. He ends up not being able to go into work the next day for some fluke event, and he calls, and we talk for an hour and 15 minutes on the phone, and the Lord just blows everything wide open, and it was amazing. And so I get off the phone, and I went to the pastor, and I said, this gentleman wants you to come out to fly out to where they're at, and to pray for his daughter. And he said, well, let's just pray right now. God's not limited by space and time. Let's just pray. We prayed with faith, and I knew that it was done. And he said, call the guy back and tell him it's done. Well, they called back that same day originally, which was Thursday, to say she ate today for the first time in weeks. Amen. And then yesterday they called from the hospital, and I had a chance to talk to the daughter directly and rebuke the enemy and see the Lord do something yesterday as well. It's fun serving the Lord. Amen. It's great to know who your God is. Okay, this is a healing school. We talk about things like, what is it that might have opened the door to make you sick in the first place? How to get well, how to get healed. We talk about how to walk in health. I said the phrase a few healing schools ago, it's not God's perfect will to heal you. And I saw the look on people's faces of, okay, you know, is this a cult? But I went on to say that it's God's perfect will that you don't get sick in the first place. As a Christian, that you grab a hold of, wait a minute, I'm not subject to this stuff the way that everybody else is. God gave me something different. He gave me authority over all power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. A bunch of scriptures like that. Last month, we said that faith is not the issue. Faith is not your problem. Faith is not why you're not being healed if you've been praying and asking God to heal you. The issue is what you're putting your faith in. We all have faith. The question is, where do we put it? Most people get sick, go to a doctor that they don't know how to pronounce his name. He writes you a prescription that for the life of you, you can't tell whether it was right side up or upside down. You can't read his prescription. You hand it off to a pharmacist who gives you a medication, which is a drug created in a lab somewhere. It's got a list of side effects that roll down to the floor. And yet you'll take that drug expecting it to fix you. That's faith. Faith is not the issue. The question is, where are you putting your faith? A good definition of faith is being sure that the one who promised will fulfill that promise. Faith is more about the promiser than it is about the promise. Dave, who you'll see in a little while here, has a four-year-old daughter. If she promised you $1,000, would you be on the edge of your seat and all excited? No, because it's about the promiser. There's no expectation that a four-year-old is going to fulfill that promise. But when God speaks, the more that we know the promiser, the easier it is for us to believe the promise. If we don't know our promiser, then when he speaks, it's like, wow, that's a tall order still, Lord. I don't know. You know, I heard what you said, but I just don't know. And in Genesis, where God shows up to Abraham and says, this time next year, you're going to have a baby. The Bible says that Sarah stood in the tent door and laughed because of the problem, but also laughed at the size of the promise. Lord, I hear what you're saying, but still, the size of the promise is just too big.
You have been listening to Jeff Coulter of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Ask Big from a Big God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.